This coming Saturday, thousands and thousands of fans will pack Michigan Stadium for a rousing game of football. No, not the Jim Harbaugh, Michigan Wolverines kind of football. This game pits two superstar English teams, Manchester United versus Liverpool, the Red Devils against the Reds. Here in the U.S., we call it soccer, but to the rest of the world, it's football or the beautiful game. Gary France grew up on the northwest coast of England and then moved to Michigan. That move did not dim his love for his team, Manchester United. He writes about his quest to stay connected to Man U from this side of the pond in his memoir, Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of United. Gary France, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you for having me, Cindy. It's lovely to be here.
So, Manchester United versus Liverpool. How big and how old is this rivalry?
It doesn't get much bigger. There's a matter of probably, 35, 40 miles between the two towns, cities, if you like. You're talking a rivalry that probably goes back something like, I would say, 140 years at least.
Well, when you think that Liverpool, I looked it up, founded in 1892, Man U in 1878. And so this has deep roots.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So would you say an American equivalent, what would it be? Michigan, Ohio State, Michigan State, Red Wings, Avalanche?
I think you're looking at all of those. I mean, Michigan State, for sure, in the same state, close together. Mm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
When and how did you discover Man United? Because you didn't grow up in Manchester.
No, I grew up in a little village called Hesketh Bank, which was about 30 miles from Manchester, okay, in the northwest of England. And I loved football. I always had a soccer ball, if you like, at my feet from an early age. And my father loved his football. He actually had a trial for a local team, a professional team called Bury. He loved his soccer. And we were very fickle as kids, you know, bouncing from one team to another. And United became my team probably around 1975, and I mentioned this in the book. Mm-hmm. I just totally began to become totally attached to this team that was reinventing itself. It was a great side of the past. It was the first English team to win the European Cup in 1968. And it was just kind of that era, that team. And it was very, very exciting football. We weren't able, and we didn't have the liberty of watching so many live games like we do here. Ironically, we can watch so many on a weekend morning here. I had a radio. I had my father's enthusiasm and the odd highlight reel at night. And I was just starting to hear about this United team just bringing themselves back to the big time. And it was around that era when they got I think in the book, it's April the 4th, 1975, I believe, Lou Macari scores a goal and it sends them back into the promised land, into Division One. And it was from that day on, I just became besotted with this team. And they were just so much fun to watch, exciting, attacking football.
And you came to Michigan what year?
I came to Michigan 95. In the book, I take some literary license, say around 1995. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so internet was still a kind of a new thing, no satellite TV. What'd you have to do to follow your team here?
You do anything you can to remain connected to this love that you are besotted with, right? So at first it was 2-week-old newspapers from the little professor in Dearborn. I was living my support in retro, Cindy. Mm-hmm. I was just grasping any straw I could. I found a shortwave radio, BBC World Service on a Saturday morning here. You got the second half commentary of a game. And it was so surreal because it would fade in and out. It would, you know, the reception was poor, but you're grasping onto any nettle you can. Yeah. I developed a transatlantic phone line with my father. And he would give me reports of the games afterwards, using a calling card, I may add. So anything you could do. I was even at one stage sending home dictaphone tapes, and my father would tape some of the shows on the TV and interviews, pop it in the post, get it back. And 2 weeks later, I'm there listening to this on a little dictaphone from my day job, so I could at least keep up with all the reports. It was another world.
When you stop and think that support for, air quotes, soccer has grown here to the U.S. to the point where top teams from all over the world are justifying coming here, playing in this International Champions Cup. Did you ever imagine the day that Manchester United and Liverpool would be virtually right here in your backyard at the big house?
Absolutely unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. You know, and stepping into Conor O'Neill's in the mid-90s, No way. There was no way on earth I would ever have imagined, particularly the big house steeped in football history.
And we should let everyone know who isn't familiar with Ann Arbor, Conor O'Neill's is an Irish pub right on the main street, and they do carry satellite games. And So just to prepare anyone who might be seeing these two teams for the first time Saturday at the big house. So if you're a Liverpool supporter, sorry there, Gary, you can pretend you're at their home stadium at Anfield, and here is what you'd be singing. Gary's dying here. You'll Never Walk Alone is really the Liverpool anthem. Do we know why?
I've just left the building.
Well, now for Gary and the other Man U fans, you can pretend you're not at the big house in Ann Arbor, but rather Old Trafford in Manchester, and you're singing your heart out. Feel free to sing.
And the Reds go marching on, on, on. Beautiful.
What should fans expect to see on Saturday?
Hopefully a great game of football. It is pre-season. They've got to bring that into account. To see some of these stars. And it's tough, Cindy, this year because it's a World Cup year. Mm-hmm. So
a lot of them have been playing and they're worn out.
You got it. But there will be passion on display. With a capital P, you know, between these two sets of supporters, even the American affiliations, the amount of American supporters groups that I see flying around the internet in all states for the United and for Liverpool. And obviously the likes of Sirius Satellite Radio with Charlie Stilettano, who's arranging the whole tournament. It's just incredible for Charlie to put all this together. And I think the spectacle of seeing this many supporters for an English soccer game in one place. I was actually at the Real Madrid United game 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. It blew me away. The amount of passion and the amount of support in that stadium. So it'll just be a fantastic afternoon.
And for an Englishman to see these two together, it doesn't get any better,
absolutely.
I take it. And you're part of some pregame fun Friday night?
Thank you for bringing that up. Yes, very kindly, Nicholas Books have offered us a slot to do a book reading for my new book, Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of United. So I'm thoroughly looking forward to that.
Gary France, thank you so much for sharing your love of Man United with us.
Cindy, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.